When I was about elementary school age, mustard seed bracelets and necklaces were popular items of jewelry, especially among impressionable, church-going adolescent girls. A tiny mustard seed was encased in a small globe of glass and suspended from a chain. And as I recall, each item arrived with a small card quoting short passages from the New Testament that related to mustard seeds in one way or another. I suppose that little mustard seed globe hanging around my 12-year-old neck was meant to say to the world, I have faith, and here's proof of it. In today's story from Luke, Jesus seems a little exasperated with the disciples who have just pleaded with him to increase our faith. You'd think Jesus would appreciate their desire for more faith and would grant it to them. Instead, his reply seems to be a little bit scolding. If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, he says, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. His message seems to be, your faith is lacking. But perhaps that isn't the point at all. Maybe Jesus wants them to turn their thinking around and realize that they already have an all-sufficient faith. They already have enough faith. I wonder if our thinking gets a little skewed if we think of faith as quantifiable or measurable. When we worry that we don't have enough and we want more, what if instead we would accept simply that faith is faith? It just is. It doesn't come by the pound or the pint. If the faith that you already have is enough. And instead, maybe what we need more is trust. Trust that God has given us, you and me, everything we need in order to do the work each of us is called to do. Maybe we are making the idea of discipleship harder than it really is. In fact, Jesus reminds us today, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, we are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done. It isn't rocket science, as we might say today. Slaves are there to do the work. And while we may not think of ourselves as slaves in terms of our personal reality today, we might think again and consider ourselves slaves to the gospel. And there's nothing mysterious or heroic about it. That great philosopher Snoopy once put it this way, one does what one can. Which is pretty good guidance when you think about it. Faith is simply doing what needs to be done, big or small, humble and mundane, just because it needs doing. And I know that you are already doing these things. But do you recognize them as the work of God? When you help a neighbor with her groceries, give up your seat to an older person on the bus, cook dinner for your family, or agree to babysit the grandkids while their exhausted parents can have an evening to themselves. Do you see that as your faith in action? David Loos, who is a New Testament scholar, notes that Jesus has hinted at such simple acts of faith before. At this point in Luke's gospel, he writes, Jesus has already named as faithful a woman's desperate confidence that if she only touches Jesus, she will be healed. A centurion's concern for a sick servant. A woman's gratitude at being forgiven. Soon, Jesus will also call faithful a Samaritan leper who returns to thank him for healing, and the plea of a blind beggar for sight. And so perhaps it should not challenge us or surprise us that Jesus challenges the disciples' perception about faith by pointing them to the far from illustrious hard work and service of a servant doing his duties. Faith is not found in the mighty acts of heaven, but in the ordinary and everyday acts of doing just what needs to be done, responding to the needs around us, and caring for the people who come our way. So, my friends, what do you think? Do you trust that Jesus would call the unnoteworthy, insignificant things that you do each week faithful? All the simple kindnesses you show every day, your patience when you're stuck in traffic, sitting with a relative who is ill, or listening to a friend who needs to talk, volunteering at the local animal shelter, just getting the kids off to school, praying for a coworker, simply doing a good job at work or school, and showing up at church, not only because of what it does for you, but for what your presence means to your sisters and brothers in Christ. All of these are faithful acts of discipleship. Just noticing when someone needs help and reaching out a hand, doing what's in front of us, caring for the people who come our way. God has already given us the gifts and talents we need to respond the way Jesus would. These simple acts of kindness fill our days and our lives. And maybe you don't even notice them when you do them. I'm sure you notice them when you're on the receiving end of those kindnesses. Maybe sometimes it seems like it's no big deal, though. However, they can make a difference in the life of someone else. So let's take just a moment of silence now. And I'm going to ask you all, each one, to think of one ordinary thing you did this past week. One ordinary kindness. Maybe you want to take a pencil and write it down. Now, let's lift these up as acts of faith. Let us offer them to God. Just imagine now, how would the world have been different last week if none of these things had been done? And what will the world look like next week if you do more of them? I thank God for your faith and for your simple, everyday acts of faith. Yes, even those as tiny as a mustard seed. God bless you all in your faithfulness.